Thank you very much indeed, Ernst, and I think that's a really telling example of how we can forge partnerships across the whole of our response capacity, and particularly between the public and the private sector, and very important because of the need to build up that trust that comes through partnership, rather than, as always, everybody hunting for resources and thinking the private sector is somehow a resource source rather than a partnership addition to the way we can respond. So thank you very much indeed for that. And then turning lastly, but certainly not least, to Vincent Lilley. Vincent, of course, is the Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia, but with huge experience across so many of the countries which we are currently seeking to avert famine in, and has been a really effective operator on the ground in really relieving suffering. So I am very much hoping that you'll be able to shed light on what you think the lessons are learnt from the 2015-2016 El Nino phenomenon and threat. It was an episode but has telling long-term humanitarian consequences, and now that we've developed a blueprint for action, how does that help us reduce the risks and particularly for people who are displaced by disaster? So amongst your response, Vincent.